really tough because, like, in Japan, you have to know their culture, also need to know first their language, because most of them, even if they are engineers, they can't speak our language, the universal language, English. You need to know their language first. So we were actually taught basic Nihongo. I even went to a Nihongo class so I can speak.
Nihongo
is just a Japanese language.
And you guys actually have to go to school for that?
No, it's just like every Friday. Every Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You too. Since I'm working in a Japanese firm, so I have to also know, you know, some of the, you know, their culture and all that, and the things that I need to think, you know, because there are a lot of things, like for my company, I can't put my, you know, we tend to put our hands in the pocket, right, in front of our boss. It's a no-no for the Japanese company.
Considered a disrespect.
Disrespect, yeah.
Oh, okay. How about Saudi?
Do that. In Saudi, you can't just look straight in the eyes of a woman. So it's also disrespect. And a lot of things. You can't even wear shorts in public. So they are thinking that they're trying to seduce, you know, the guys there. Even if you are a guy. So it's really so... So, how would I say? So strict, and I can't believe in that